कृष्णा माता जी बोलिए कृष्णा माता जी, दंडत प्रणाम।
ओके आई सी प्रभु।
दंडत प्रणाम माता जी।
हरे कृष्णा दुर्गमयी माता जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ऑबेसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज। थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग द सेशन एंड गिविंग योर वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एसोसिएशन दिस मॉर्निंग माता जी। सो आई थिंक प्रभु जी इज नॉट एट इन अवर कॉल, सो वी कैन
प्रभु जी इज देयर माता जी।
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, I see, yeah, sorry, sorry, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita class. And today we are very fortunate to have with us His Grace Arjun Sakha Prabhuji to enlighten on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela 20.15 onwards. Hare Krishna Arjun Sakha Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your very precious time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic. I hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. So, can someone quickly confirm if the screen is visible?
Yes Prabhuji, we can see.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णा प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते वेदांत स्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाव दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। हरे कृष्ण। बिफोर आई बिगिन आई वुड very humbly want to prostrate myself a million times at the lotus feet of my most worshipable spiritual master Param Pujya Pad Shri Srimad Srila Radha Govind Das Goswami Maharaj, and likewise at the lotus feet of Niti Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Srila AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I would genuinely want to express my heartfelt gratitude at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada for giving us this most valuable and precious Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was never given in the past. I would also want to express my gratitude to Preeti Vilasini Mataji for very kindly inviting me back at the service of all the Vaishnavas present here. And finally, I want to beg and pray for the best wishes and blessing of all the assembled devotees so that I may speak some favorable words in the glorification of today's topic. Please accept my very humble obeisances. Vancha kalpatarobhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So this morning we are reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila chapter 20 text 15 through 19. Text 15. Uthila vishada dainya pade apana shloka yahara artha shuni sabayae dukha shoka. Translation. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his own verses. By hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. Text 16. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatra pita niyamita smarane nakalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham iha janina anuragaha. Translation. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name, there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore, you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen, conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. Text 17. Aneka lokera vancha aneka prakar krupate karila aneka namera prachar. Because people vary in their desires, you have distributed various holy names by your mercy. Khaite shuite yathatata namalai kala desha niyam nai sarvasiddhi hai. Translation. Regardless of time or place, one who chants the holy name, even while eating or sleeping, attains all perfection. Text 19. Sarva shakti naam dila kariya vibhag amara durdaiva name nahi anurag. Translation. You have invested your full potencies in each individual holy name, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attachment for chanting your holy names. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Shikshashtakam ki jai. Hare Krishna. So we find that this is the famous section of the Shri Shikshashtakam from the Antilila of the Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We find that there are various scriptures. There is the Puranas, the Samhitas, Mahabharat, Ramayan, Upanishads. There are so many scriptures this way. But all these scriptures are not on the same platform. There are scriptures that are superior to other scriptures. We see that the Gita Mahatmya very beautifully describes Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dokta Gopala Nandana Partavatsa Sudir Bhokta Dugda Gita Amritam Mahat. The Gita Mahatmya, it describes that there are various scriptures, and these scriptures are like the all auspicious cow. And naturally, if you have a cow, you need a milkman, the person who can milk that cow. So who is that person who is milking that cow? Gopala Nandana, our Gopal, our Krishna is milking that scriptures that are like the cow. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana. And who is the recipient of that milk? Partha Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta. The first recipient is Partha, that is Arjuna. Krishna is removing the milk from all the scriptures and giving it to the first recipient, that is Arjuna. But what is this milk? And what is the nectar? What is the essence that is coming out from all the scriptures? Dugdha Gita Amritam Mahat. The essence, the crystal essence of all the scriptures. That scripture which is at the top, at the pinnacle, is Dugdha Gita Amritam Mahat. It is the nectarian 700 verses called as the Bhagavad Gita. So we find that the Gita Mahatmya clearly describes that the Bhagavad Gita is superior to many of the scriptures that are found. But there are scriptures that are superior even to this Bhagavad Gita. We see when Krishna appeared in this world, Krishna spoke the 700 verses of the Gita to Arjuna on the battlefield. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down, who is not different from Krishna, which book did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu write? Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu write any book? No, Mahaprabhu did not write any book. It was only the 8 verses of Shikshashtakam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gifted this world. That's it. And we find these 8 verses of Shikshashtakam are more superior than the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Even though Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all the scriptures, but these 8 verses, if there is a weighing scale, like in India, you go to the Thelawala, you buy some fruits, they have the weighing scale. If you keep Bhagavad Gita and Shikshashtakam on each side, then Shikshashtakam is more heavier. It will go down because the bhav and the emotions that Mahaprabhu experienced in Shikshashtakam are a million times more superior than even Bhagavad Gita. And we find in today's discussion, this Shikshashtakam is the theme. We saw that the second verse of Shikshashtakam, Mahaprabhu is explaining, that is Namna Makari Bahuta Nija Sarva Shakti. We see that every day in the morning, as Prabhupada established, every day in the morning, all the ISKCON temples have the Srimad Bhagavatam recitation. There is a speaker and then there are audience. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. Just like holy name is not different from Krishna, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Sri Krishna. And because Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna has 5 life airs called as Pancha Pran. And every one of us have 5 life airs called as Pancha Pran. If these 5 life airs are not present, then the human body will drop down to the ground dead. So similarly, Sri Krishna has 5 life airs, Pancha Pran. And Bhagavatam also has 5 life airs. What are these 5 life airs of the Srimad Bhagavatam? First, Venugeet, Canto 10, Chapter 21, the song of Krishna's flute, Venugeet. Second, Gopi Geet, Canto 10, Chapter 31. Third, Brahmar Geet, Canto 10, Chapter 47. Fourth, Yugal Geet. And fifth, Pranay Geet. These are the 5 Geets that are found in the 10th canto. Of all the 12 cantos, if we have to pick one canto, which is the essence, which is like the heartbeat of all the 12 cantos, then it is the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But even in the 10th canto, which has 90 chapters, if we have to pick 5 chapters which are the most essential, then they are these 5 chapters. Venugeet, Gopigeet, Brahmargeet, Yugalgeet, and Pranaygeet. Similarly, if Bhagavatam is not different from Sri Krishna, then Chaitanya Charitamrita is also not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly, Chaitanya Charitamrita also has 5 life airs. It has Pancha Pran, 5 most essential topics from Adi, Madhya and Antya. We find Adi Leela has so many chapters. Madhya Leela, the 6 years of Mahaprabhu, has so many chapters. And likewise, Anti Leela also has 20 chapters. But of all these chapters, if we have to pick 5 most essential, 5 Pancha Pran, life air topics, then it is first Roop Siksha, Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Goswami, Madhya Leela chapter 19, Mahaprabhu's teachings to Shripad Sanatan Goswami, chapter 20 of the Madhya Leela. Third, very important, Rai Ramananda Samvad, Madhya Leela chapter 8. Fourth, The Rathyatra Prasang, the event of Rathyatra, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances like a madman. And finally, the fifth, the Shikshashtakam prayers. The Shikshashtakam prayers is one of the life airs, one of the most important topics of all the Adi, Madhya, and Antya. So that is the section that we are discussing today. So before even beginning, I want to express my inability to discuss such an esoteric topic because I have personally not realized, I have no realization of this deep understanding of the Shikshashtakam. But whatever I will be attempting to speak is whatever I have heard from my superiors and Gurujan, and of course, Srila Prabhupada. So if I make any mistakes, please kindly forgive me. So this was just the introduction. The class actually begins now. So we find this Shikshashtakam prayers. To understand Shikshashtakam and Bhagavad Gita, we initially made a point that Shikshashtakam is superior. But how is Shikshashtakam superior? Well, to understand the superiority of any scripture over another scripture, there are two important points that we have to consider. First, Vakta Vaishishtya. Vakta means the speaker and Vaishishtya means the speciality. So Vakta Vaishishtya means the speciality of the speaker. Second, Srota Vaishishtya. Srota means the listener and Vaishishtya means speciality. So in order to consider the speciality of one scripture over another scripture, there are two important points. First, Vakta Vaishishtya. Second, Srota Vaishishtya, the speciality of the speaker and the speciality of the listener. Now, who is the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita? Who is speaking the scripture? It is Krishna. But what is the mood of Krishna? Is Vrindavan Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita? No. Then who is speaking? It is Dwarkadish Krishna. And that Dwarkadish Krishna is called as the Vaibhav Prakash. So Vaibhav Prakash of the Lord means that form of the Lord where the mood is different. He is Krishna only, but the mood is different. So that is called as Vaibhav Prakash. These are technical terms, good to know. We generally don't discuss these terms very often, but in these sections, it is FYI, good to know. If someone comes up, then we know that the Dwarkadish Krishna is called as the Vaibhav Prakash of the Lord. And this Vaibhav Prakash of the Lord, who is speaking the Bhagavad Gita, he is not superior to Vrindavan Krishna. Why? Because we find the Vrindavan Krishna, what are his attributes? Gopavesh, Venukar, Navakishor Natavar. Our Vrindavan Krishna has Gopavesh, which means he has Tribhang Lalit Shyam Sundar form. He has a peacock feather. He has a flute. He has a bugle. He has Pitambar Vesh. He has nice gopi dots. He has Vaijayanti Mala. So these are this is the form of Vrindavan Krishna. Exactly. Barha Pidam Natavara Vapu Karana Yoho Karanikaram. Canto 10, Chapter 25, Text 5, Venugit section. There again, the form of the Supreme Lord is described. So that is Vrindavan form. That is Gopavesh. And Krishna in Vrindavan also has Gopa Avesh. Avesh means absorption. Krishna is absorbed in the mood of being a Gopa. He's playing with his friends. He's lying. He's stealing. He's cheating. He's eating dirt. So there is Gopa Vesh and there is also Gopa Avesh. This play of words. So this is Vrindavan Krishna. But the Krishna of Dwaraka, who is speaking Bhagavad Gita, the Vaibhav Prakash, does he have Gopa Vesh? Does he have peacock feather? No. Does he have flute? No. Does he have bugle? No. Does he have Vaijayanti Mala? No. Does he have gopi dots? No. Which means he is not Vrindavan Krishna. And is he in Gopa Avesh? Is he in the mood of a Gopa? No. Why? Because he thinks he's a Kshatriya. He considers himself as the son of Devaki Maya and Vasudev Maharaj. So he's in the mood of Kshatriya, in the mood of fighting. And this is not the mood of Vrindavan Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita is spoken not by Vrindavan Krishna. And we very well know that between Vrindavan Krishna and Dwarka Krishna, it is Vrindavan Krishna who is superior. So it is not Vrindavan Krishna who is speaking Gita, but it is Dwarka Krishna who is speaking Gita. This is Vakta Vaishishtya. And it is of paramount importance to know that we see that if the speaker is very exalted, but the audience is not exalted, then the speaker, even though he's very self-realized, he cannot open his heart completely because the audience is not of the same level. Similarly, if the speaker is not qualified, but the audience are very qualified, still the Harikatha cannot be very deep because there is like rasa abhas. Only if the speaker and the audience both are first class, very qualified, then the Harikatha that comes out from the lips of the speaker, that is first class, that is highest caliber. So now Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Dwarakadish Krishna. Who is the listener? Who is hearing? It is Arjuna. Arjuna is hearing. And what is the mood of Arjuna? Arjuna is in the mood of Sakya, friendship. So much so that he gives orders to Krishna. He is not an ordinary friend. He is giving orders to Krishna. Senayor ubhayor madhye ratam sthapayame Achyuta. Oh Achyuta, please take my rath to the center of the battlefield. So he is giving orders. And if you are giving orders to your friend, that's not normal friendship. That has to be some special kind of friendship. And so much so that because battlefield is a place where there is complete commotion. How did Arjuna tell Krishna to take left or to take right? There was no GPS. There was no Google Maps. There was no Alexa. There was no Siri. There was none of these things. How will Krishna know whether to take a left or to take a right? Amidst all the commotion, all the sound, all the noise, Arjuna would kick on the back of Krishna. If Krishna had to take a left, then Arjuna would kick on the left shoulder. If right, kick on the right shoulder. And if they had to stop, Arjuna would kick straight on the back. So Krishna was ready to take kicks from his friend. So that was a special kind of friendship. But Arjuna was a friend, but there was some tinge of opulence. He was a good friend, but there was some tinge of opulence. Because we find in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna shows the universal form, Arjuna, when he sees that universal form of Krishna, his friendship completely falls to the ground. It gets diluted. That friend who was giving instructions now falls at the feet of Krishna and says, "My dear Krishna, please forgive me." Sakheti matva prasabham yadoktam he Krishna he yadava he sakheti ajanatama himanam javedam maya pramadat pranayenavapi yecha vahasa tamasat kritorpi viharasaya sanabhojaneshu ekotivapya chutatat samaksham tachamaye tvam ahama prameya. Bhagavad Gita chapter 11 text 41 and 42. When Krishna shows the universal form, Arjuna falls to the ground and he says, sakheti matva prasabam yaduktam he Krishna he yadava he sakheti. He tells my dear Lord, I would call you by these names. Hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Sakhe, ajanata mahimanam taveda, my dear Lord, I did not know your glories. Bhagavan, main aapki mahima jaan nahi paya. I could not understand your glories. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi, I fall at your feet. Yachava haasartam asat krutosi vihara sayya sana bhojaneshu. My dear Lord, I would sit and eat with you. And sometimes I would give you my remnants and you would eat those remnants. And you never told me that you are Bhagavan. But my dear Lord, now that I have understood that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I fall at your feet. Please forgive me. So there was a tinge of opulence. But the friends of Krishna in Vrindavan, no effect. Krishna is killing Putanasur, Agasur, Aga, Baka, Shaka, Taka. They're killing all the demons, but the friends are convinced that they are greater than Krishna. Tumi kona bada lok tumi amisham. They say, my dear Krishna, what kind of big man are you? Krishna says, oh no, I defeated Subal. Don't you see, today I defeated Subal. And then Madhumangal says, oh Krishna, Subal is not well today. He is sick. That's why you defeated. Fight me. If you defeat me, then I will consider you are someone great. And when Krishna fights his other friends, Krishna gets defeated. Those friends sit on the chest of Krishna and punch Krishna. and say, look, we are greater than you. We are more powerful than you. So their love for Krishna doesn't change, but Arjuna's love for Krishna changed. So we find the speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Dwarkadish Krishna, not Vrindavan Krishna. And the listener is Arjuna, but filled with opulence. Now we come to Shikshashtakam prayers. Who is the speaker of Shikshashtakam? It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Krishna. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radhika. Because we are in Gambhira. We are in Jagannath Puri. And these are the last, this is the last few years of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu here is exploding like a golden volcano. He's in the mood of Radharani. Now, dear devotees, I have a question. Between Radharani and Dwarkadish Krishna, who is superior? It is Srimati Radharani. Without any doubt, anyone can say that between Radhika and Dwarkadish Krishna, it is Radharani that is glorious. So the speaker of Shikshashtakam is Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the separation mood from Krishna, that is Srimati Radharani, who is hearing, who is the listener for Shikshashtakam. It is Swarup Damodara and Rai Ramananda. Swarup Damodara is Lalita Sakhi. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi. Now my question, between Lalita and Vishakha and Arjuna of Dwarka, who is glorious? Or definitely it is Lalita and Vishakha. So amidst the speakers, Shikshashtakam is glorious. Amidst the listeners, Shikshashtakam is again glorious. And now we come to the place. We have discussed the speaker. We have discussed the listener. Now we come to the place. Where was Bhagavad Gita discussed? In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where there is complete noise. There are swords, horses, elephants, bloodshed. People are dying. Amidst this scenario, Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita. But where is Shikshashtakam spoken? It's spoken in isolation, in Gambhira, in the house of Kashi Mishra. And now we see that if there is a lot of commotion, like in classes we find, during physical classes, not virtual, but in physical classes, we find if the class is going on and children are making a lot of noise, then it is very difficult to absorb ourselves. And naturally, the heads turn towards the children more. Instead of the speaker, the heads turn towards the speaker. So when there is a lot of commotion, the Harikatha cannot go very deep. But we find in Gambhira, where there is complete isolation, no one is there. And there are, in the audience, there are only two. Now we have 48. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, there was only two in the audience. That is Lalita and Vishakha. So the place is also conducive. So Gambhira, it becomes more glorious than even Kurukshetra. So the speaker is more glorious. The listener is more glorious. The place is more glorious. And finally, we come to the fourth point. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in 48 minutes. Krishna spoke the 700 verses of Gita in 48 minutes straight. How much time does it take for us to Baihat? Even to Baihat one verse, 48 minutes is very less for us. But Krishna speaks the whole 700 verses in straight 48 minutes because there is time constraint. But Shikshashtakam prayers, there is no time constraint. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking his own sweet time. That is why we find the first verse of the Shikshashtakam is verse number 12. Second verse is verse number 16. Third verse is later. Fourth verse is again later. So the Lord is taking his own sweet time and relishing each and every verse and then giving it out. So naturally, as time is concerned, there is more time. As place is concerned, Gambhira is more glorious. As the listener, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara are more glorious. And finally, as the speaker, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radhika is more glorious than the Krishna of Dwaraka. So all these four points make Shikshashtakam way more glorious, a million times more glorious than even Bhagavad Gita, which is also considered one of the most essential scriptures. So we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is in this mood of Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, he tells Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, Nama Sankirtana Kalau Parama Upai. He says, O Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, this Nam Sankirtan is the highest gift that the Kali Yuga Jivas have ever obtained, the congregational chanting of the holy name, that is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when Mahaprabhu speaks this, we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is right now in the mood of Radharani. And now the question arises, Radharani could have spoken, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have spoken anything. If he's in the mood of Radhika, he could have spoken anything. But why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking about the holy name? What is so glorious about the holy name? And why is he emphasizing so much on Harinam Prabhu? And for this, we have to again go back to Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 10th canto, chapter 47, in the section of the Brahmar Geet, when Krishna left Vrindavan Dham, Radharani was in separation. But Krishna again came back in the form of Brahmar. Brahmar means a bumblebee. Krishna in disguise came back as the bumblebee just to see what Radharani is experiencing. And at that time, Srimati Radharani, she chants a verse to the bumblebee. Radharani is so much in separation that she's chanting. She's speaking to a bumblebee. When was the last time we ever spoke to a bumblebee or to a honeybee? We only speak to humans. We don't speak to bumblebees and animals. But Radharani is so much intoxicated in divine love that she's opening her heart even to a bumblebee. Radharani, she says, Divi Bhuvi Charasayam Kashriyasta Durapa Kapata Ruchirahasa Bru Vijam Basya Yashu Charana Raja Upaste Yasya Bhute Vayamka Apicha Kripana Pakshe Ya Uttama Shloka Shabda. Radharani is saying that, O Krishna, for you it is very easy to find other women. Now you have left Braja and it is not difficult for you to find any other woman. Why? Because Kapata Ruchi Rahasa, your smiling is so charming. When you smile, Krishna, anyone falls for your smile. And Bru Vijimbase Yashu, my dear Lord, when you look, your vision is like arrows and these eyebrows are like the bow. So you have a bow and arrow. So Radharani is saying, my dear Lord, your eyebrow is like the bow and your vision is like that arrow. And when you shoot that arrow, everyone falls to the ground, captivated by your smile. So my dear Lord, with your smile, you can conquer everyone. Charana Raja Upaste. My dear Lord, your lotus feet dust is even worshipped by Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. Yasya Bhutir Vayamka. Then my dear Lord, why will you want me? If Lakshmi Devi is there for you and you can get any women of this world just by your vision, then why will you want me? Yasya Bhutir Vayamka. But then Radharani finally, she says, Apicha Krupana Pakshe. Oh, I am very wretched. Now that you have left me and Lakshmi is worshipping your feet, you have the queens of Dwaraka. Now that you have got Rukmini and Jambavati and so many other queens, Apicha Krupana Pakshe, I am wretched. Why will you want me? But the only thing that I can take shelter of is your name. Ya Uttama Shloka Shabda. My dear Lord, your name is Uttam Shloka. And I know you are not different from your name. So this is the only shelter I can take. You are not physically present, but I know you are present through the form of your holy name. So there Radharani, in the section of Brahmar Geet, she tells the bumblebee that now Krishna is gone. Let me take shelter of his holy name and give happiness to my heart. Apicha Krupana Pakshe Ya Uttama Shloka Shabda. Let this word Uttam Shloka give happiness to my heart. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that same mood of Radharani. And this is the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the glories of the holy name. Because there Radharani took shelter of holy name as a resort. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's experiencing the same mood, is speaking about Naam Mahima. So this is the connection between Brahmar Geet and the Sikshashtakam prayers. Otherwise, the question may arise, why holy name? Mahaprabhu could have spoken anything. But the answer is Radharani took shelter of Harinam Prabhu there. And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also takes shelter of Naam Prabhu. But now another question arises. In the assembly, when Sikshashtakam is being spoken, the reason I'm stressing so much on Sikshashtakam is we always get time to speak about Harinam Prabhu, glories of the holy name. But seldom do we get time to emphasize on Shikshashtakam. So that is the reason I am emphasizing little more on these prayers of Shikshashtakam. So we find when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking these Shikshashtakam prayers, in the audience is only Lalita and Vishakha, that is Swarup Damodar Goswami and Roy Ramananda. But the question may arise, why is Gadadhar Pandit not present? We find throughout Gadadhar Pandit is not present in Gambhira. Question may arise, why? Is Gadadhar not qualified? Well, of course he is qualified. Gadadhar is Radharani. Who can be more qualified than Srimati Radharani? So the question arises, when Shikshashtakam is being spoken, why is Gadadhar not there in the audience? And it's a very valid question. And the beautiful answer is, for this, we have to take, like, just imagine we are in a village. We are in a village. And as we know, in village, traditionally, they all live very close by. All the houses are, the walls are almost adjacent. So we are in a village. And in a village, there is one boy who has just lost his father. The small boy who has just lost his father. So now naturally people come and try to give solace to the heart of that boy. They come and say, oh, don't worry, everything will be fine. Don't cry, please take care. They try to speak all sweet words. But does that give solace to the heart of that boy? No, because only he knows what he's experiencing. Now that he has lost his father, only he knows what pain is going on in his heart. He sure enough hears all the words of solace, but that really doesn't give solace to his heart, because he knows how painful it is to lose his father. After a week, in that same village, another boy again loses his father. So now again, all the friends, they go and they give solace to that boy. They say, oh, don't worry, you will be fine. Time will take care. Time heals everything. They try to go and give solace to that second boy. All the children go, but the first boy who lost his father, he doesn't come. Why? Because he understands that these words of solace don't make any sense. Other boys have not experienced this, but the first boy has experienced it. He understands, he knows what the second boy is going through. So this first boy, he from a distance just looks what is happening. He doesn't come and give solace because he knows how painful it is. Others may come and give solace. They may speak sweet words. But this first boy doesn't come to the second boy. From a distance, he just looks because he understands that both of them are in the same boat. Both are being tormented by this separation from their father. Similarly, who is Gadadhar Pandit? Radharani. And Radharani has already in Dwapar experienced this separation from Krishna. So Gadadhar Pandit already knows this mood of separation. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this mood of separation. So Lalita and Vishakha are coming and trying to give solace by saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, don't worry, everything will be okay. But Gadadhar Pandit, who has already experienced this, he doesn't come. He's standing at Tota Gopinath and seeing from a distance. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying in Gambhira, Gadadhar Pandit is also crying at Tota Gopinath. Because Gadadhar understands that these words of solace don't make any sense. He understands what the heart goes through when one is separated from Krishna. Because Gadadhar has experienced this in Dwapar. And now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing, Lalita and Vishakha speak some sweet solace words. But Gadadhar on purpose doesn't come because he understands that sweet words will not pacify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like the first child who lost his father doesn't come to the second child to speak words of solace. This is why we find Gadadhar on purpose doesn't come in Gambhira. So when these verses of Shikshashtakam are spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts with the first verse of Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Udivardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritaswadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the very first verse of the Shikshashtakam prayers. Now we find that there is like a garland. No, in temple we offer garlands to Radha Neela Madhav or Radha Shama Sundar. We offer garlands. And now these garlands, we find on both sides there are like flowers. But in the center, there is one big flower which holds prominence. There is like a lotus flower or any of those flowers. So in the center, there is one big flower, but to the sides, there are like small, small flowers. Similarly, this verse of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the first verse, it is like that big flower, which is one of the most essential verses. But the remaining seven verses are like these side flowers. Just like the garland, we have the center flower and the side flowers. The Cheto Darpanam verse is like that center flower, and the remaining verses are like the side flowers. This verse of Cheto Darpanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes seven adjectival phrases. First, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vidaranam, Vidyavatu Jivanam, Anandam Budivartanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam, Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate, Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So the first verse has seven adjectival phrases, which means seven effects of chanting the holy name. And it is so interesting, Mahaprabhu in the first verse gives everything in a seed form. But this seed is explained in the next verses. Like for example, Cheto Darpana Marjanam is explained in Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. Similarly, the second adjectival phrase is explained in Trunadapi Sunichena Taroreva Saishnava verse. Similarly, the third adjectival phrase is explained in Na Dhanam Na Janam Sundarim verse. The fourth adjectival phrase is explained in Ainanda Tanuja Kinkara verse. So the remaining seven verses are like zip files. They open up based on the first seven adjectival phrases that we find. I hope that makes sense. Cheto Darpana Marjanam has seven adjectival phrases. And each adjectival phrase is connected to the remaining verses. So Cheto Darpanam is explained in Namnama Kahi Bahuda, which means Cheta means consciousness. And Cheto Darpana Darpana means the mirror, and Marjana means to clean. We say Gundicha Marjan. Gundicha is the temple. Gundicha Maharani, and we have Gundicha temple. And Marjana means to clean. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleaning the mirror of the heart. But how can the mirror of the heart be clean? Oh, that is explained in the second verse. Naam naam akari bahuda nija sarva shakti. So that is how Shikshashtakam opens up. It's given in the seed form, but it slowly, like the flower blossoms, Shikshashtakam Mahaprabhu opens up in subsequent verses. His Grace Ayendra Prabhu. Wherever there is holy name, you cannot keep Ayendra Prabhu to the side. Holy name and Shripad Ayendra Prabhu go hand in hand. Ayendra Prabhu would give such a beautiful understanding of Harinam Sankirtan. He would say that 5,000 years back, what did Krishna do on the night of Sharadiya Ras Purnima? 5,000 years back on the night of Sharadiya Ras Purnima, Shri Krishna, he played the flute, he played his Venu, he played his Vamshi. And when he played his Venu, what happened? The Brajagopis, they left everything. They did not care for their husbands. They did not care for their family. They cut all domestic ties. They left their cows, house, mother-in-law, father-in-law, Jatila, Kutila. They left everything. And the Brajagopis just ran towards Krishna. Krishna's flute playing was so powerful that it was like a magnet that pulls all iron filings towards itself. So the Brajagopis, hearing the flute of Krishna, they just ran towards Krishna at Vamsivat. And when they came towards Krishna, what was the end result? Oh, there was the Rasa dance, the dance of all the Brajagopis and Radharani along with Sri Krishna. Similarly, Ayendra Prabhu would say, book distribution in Kali is like Krishna playing the flute. Why did Krishna play the flute? To invite all the Brajagopis to himself. Similarly, Ayendra Prabhu would say, we go and distribute books, that is like flute playing. We invite everyone to our ISKCON temples. But when Krishna played the flute and all the Brajagopis came, it didn't stop there. They had the Rasa dance, which is the most important. The flute playing was to invite them for the Rasa dance. Similarly, Shripad Ayendra Prabhu would say, book distribution is to invite all the newcomers and everyone to our ISKCON temples. But when they come to ISKCON temples, they should see us performing Harinam Sankirtan, which is like the Rasa dance of Dwapar. The Rasa dance of Dwapar has come down as Harinam Sankirtan in the age of Kali. The the flute of Krishna comes down as the mridanga in Kali. So that rasa dance that was performed in Vamsivaj is not different from Nam Sankirtan. So you would say in Kali, book distribution is like playing the flute. We do that to attract them. But when they're attracted, the essence in Kali is Harinam Sankirtan. And that is what we find in Shikshashtakam prayers. Harinam is emphasized so much. So we see that here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about Harinam Prabhu. And when we say the word Harinam, when we say the names of Krishna, these names of Krishna are classified into two types. First, there is Mukhya Nam. Mukhya means principal names of Krishna, like Hari, Govinda, Krishna, Achyuta, Rama, Raghava. All these are primary names, Mukhya Nam. Then there is something called as Gauna Nam. Gauna Nam means secondary names, like Brahma, Paramatma. The best example to understand this is, we see we all chant, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu verse. And that verse has primary and secondary names. So the first line, Karuna Sindhu. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate. These three words are secondary names. Because we say Karuna Sindhu. It just says ocean of mercy. It doesn't describe a pastime as such. Dina Bandhu, friend of the Deen, friend of the poor. It doesn't describe a pastime as such. It is just a general name. So these are called as Gauna Nam, secondary names. But the next line, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. The rasa just increases. So those are the primary names of Krishna. We actually have all of this in front of us, but sometimes we just give much attention to it. So these names, there are primary and secondary names. So names like Krishna, Rama, Govinda, etc. are primary names. And names like Paramatma and Brahma and Srishtikarta, these are all secondary names of the Lord. But it's very interesting that these primary names of the Lord, they are so powerful, so much so that they are more powerful than the Lord himself. We see that when Maryada Purushottam, Ramachandra, when he was coming back to Ayodhya, after all the vanvas, after killing Ravana, when he was coming back to Ayodhya, Ayodhyavasis were very happy because their Lord was coming after so many years. And the most happiest was Bharat, because he didn't want to rule the kingdom. He was waiting when Sri Ram will come back. And now that his Lord, his brother is coming back, he was the most happiest. It is said that for the 14 years when Sri Ram was in exile, Bharat, he did not sleep. He was sleeping on the floor. He slept, but he slept on the floor. He was a king. He could have slept on luxurious beds, but because his brother was sleeping on the floor, Bharat was also sleeping on the floor. And he kept Sri Ram's padukas on the throne. Whenever he had to take a decision, he would go to the padukas, he would pray, he would offer prayers, and then he would give his decision. So loyal and committed to his older brother, Sri Ram. So there we find when Sri Ram was coming back, the Ayodhyavasis were very excited. And that we find is the that is the occasion of Diwali. Avali basically means rose and Deepa means lamps. So Deepa Avali, that festival where rows of lamps are lit. And why rows of lamps were lit? Oh, because Sri Ram was coming. In his celebration, rows of lamps were lit. Similarly, we have Chandra Avali. Avali basically means rose and Chandra means moon. That personality who's so effulgent, so much so that rows of moons are present. Chandra Avali. So Deepavali. So Sri Ram was coming back and rows of lamps were lit. And when Sri Ram came back, the Ayodhya Vasis, they told Prabhu Sri Ram that, my dear Lord, for your celebration, we have arranged everything. And they had organized a golden throne where Sri Ram was supposed to sit. he would sit, all the kings would come, offer dandavats, and they would present gifts to Sri Ram. This is what was planned. But when Sri Ram heard this, Sri Ram said, no, this is not Maryada. He said, Vashishta and Vishwamitra Muni, they are my gurus. And if they are present in the assembly, they have to also be given the same respect. So he told the Ayodhyavasis that keep two more thrones in this stage. The kings will come. They will offer dandavat to Vashishta Muni, offer a gift. They will offer dandavats to Vishwamitra Muni, offer a gift. And then they will come to me, offer dandavats, and then they will provide the gift. So Sri Ram is always following Maryada. He never does Maryada Vyatikraman. He never transgresses Maryada or rules and regulation. So like this, all kings were coming. They were offering dandavas to Vashishta, then Vishwamitra, and then Sri Ram, and giving gifts and then going back. Now in that, in that line was a king by the name Simanta Maharaj. Simanta Maharaj was standing in the line, ready to offer gifts to everyone. But now, a very special personality walked into that assembly. He is such a personality who, in general in India, people always address him that somehow he has got this name that he does chugli, to talk behind the back or to create fights. Now, you know whom I'm talking about. It is Narad Muni. Narad Muni walked into that assembly. With his veena, Narad Muni came. Narad Muni bajaye veena Radhika Ramana name. Narad Muni bajaye veena Radhika Ramana name. Narad Muni walked and he looked at everything or what is going on. And now Narad Muni goes to Simanta Maharaj. Now, up until now, everything was going okay. Now Narad Muni instigates. Narad Muni goes to Simanta Maharaj and says, actually, Vishwamitra is not qualified. Vashishta Muni and Sri Ram are qualified, but Vishwamitra is not qualified. So when you go to the stage, don't offer dandavat to Vishwamitra. Don't offer gifts to Vishwamitra Muni. He is not qualified. And Simanta Maharaj, when he hears this, he says, okay, if the instruction is coming from Narad Muni, Narad Muni is so exalted. So he decides to follow that instruction. He goes to the stage. He offers dandavat to Vashishta Muni, gives a gift. He neglects Vishwamitra Muni. He just ignores Vishwamitra Muni and goes stage towards Sri Ram, offers dandavat and gives a gift and just leaves. When Vishwamitra Muni sees this, he becomes furious. He starts fuming in anger because he's insulted in front of so many people. He's not given dandavat and he's not present given a gift. So he becomes really furious and he just storms out of that assembly, Vishwamitra Rishi. When he goes out, Sri Ram understands that something wrong has happened. So Sri Ram follows Vishwamitra Rishi and he asks Vishwamitra Rishi that what has happened? Did something wrong happen? Did I do something wrong? Can I rectify? Guru Maharaj, why did you leave? And Vishwamitra explains the whole story. When Sri Ram hears this, Ram becomes very angry. Because Goswamiji says in Ramcharitmanas, Bhakta prati jo kara aparadi Ram rosh pavaka so jarahi. Anyone who does offenses to the devotees of Sri Ram, Rama Rosha Pavako Sojarahi, the Supreme Lord burns that person just through his vision. He doesn't even have to take his bow and arrow. Bhakta Prati Jokara Aparadi Rama Rosha Pavako Sojarahi. So Sri Ram doesn't like Vaishnava Aparad. Even Krishna doesn't like Vaishnava Aparad. And likewise, even our Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he doesn't like Vaishnava Aparad. So in whichever yuga you are in, there is no scope for Vaishnava Aparad. We can never give an excuse of offending Vaishnavas. So here Vishwamitra Muni was offended and Sri Ram was so angry. So he asked Vishwamitra Muni, what can I do? And Vishwamitra Muni, he said, cut off the head of Simanta Maharaj and place it at my feet. This can be his prayaschita. Cut off his head and place it on my feet. So Sri Ram, when he hears this, he says that, O Guruvar, he's our guest. And we see, In Vedic tradition, Atithi Devo Bhava, a guest is considered like God. And this is not how we treat our guest. This is not how we treat Bhagavan. So Sri Ram says that, oh, he is my Atithi. So how can I do this to him? How can I cut his head? So Vishwamitra Muni says, correct. That is also true. This is not how you deal with guests. So then Vishwamitra Muni says, till when is he present in Ayodhya? Till when is he your guest? So Sri Ram says, oh, he is my guest for the next 24 hours. So Vishwamitra Muni says, which means on the 25th hour, he is not your guest. Till 24 hours, he is your guest. On the 25th hour, he doesn't become your guest. Sri Ram says, correct. Vishwamitra Muni says, on the 25th hour, cut off his head and place it at my feet. Sri Ram says, theek hai, as you say. When this discussion is going on, Simanta Maharaj is standing outside and hearing everything. He is hearing the discussion of his head being cut off. Now you can imagine what was going on in his heart. He was traumatized. He didn't know what to do. He became completely blank. He ran towards Narada Muni and said, what instruction did you give? Your instruction is so dangerous that my life is now at stake. What instruction do you give? And when Narada Muni heard this, he said, well, I gave an instruction, but who told you to follow that instruction? You could have also not followed that instruction. I didn't force you. I just gave you an instruction. Who forced you to follow? So Narada Muni is a very interesting personality, very difficult to understand him. So Simanta Maharaj, he said, I don't know all those things. Now everything has happened. You give me protection. Do something so that my life is saved. I have only 24 hours left. Narada Muni says, don't worry. Narada Muni calls his Viman, his transcendental aeroplane. And he asks Simanta Maharaj to sit on that aeroplane. And Narada Muni also sits on that aeroplane. And he takes Simanta Maharaj to a place called as the Gandha Madana Mountains. He takes Simanta Maharaj there. And he says that you stay here. Sri Ram will not come here. Stay here as much as possible so that your life can be spared. So Simanta Maharaj says, okay. And Narada Muni now leaves. And now Simanta Maharaj is waiting here. And dur tak, he doesn't find anyone. He doesn't find anyone. But after staying there for some time, from a distinct place, he hears something. So he goes little ahead. And whom does he find? Hanuman! Hanuman is sitting there. And what is Hanuman doing? Oh, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Our Hanumanji is sitting and chanting the holy names of Prabhu Sri Ram. And Simanta Maharaj sees this. He becomes more scared because he thinks, if Hanuman sees me, Hanuman will go and tell Ram. Because Hanuman is very dear to Sri Ram. And if he goes and tells Ram, Ram will come here and kill me. So what is the purpose of me coming here to Gandha Madana Mountains? So Simanta Maharaj was really traumatized. And Hanuman looks at Simanta Maharaj and says, what are you doing here? So Simanta Maharaj explains the whole story. And Hanuman says, don't worry. I will give you protection. I will protect you from Sri Ram. Don't worry. And at this time, when this discussion is going on, Narada Muni goes back to Ayodhya. He goes back to Sri Ram and says, my dear Lord Ram, are you searching for someone? Aap kini ko khoj rahe kya? Are you searching for someone? And Sri Ram says, yes, I am searching for Simanta Maharaj. And Narada Muni says, Simanta Maharaj? Oh, he's not here in Ayodhya. He's in Gandha Madana Mountains. Do you want to go there? I can take you there if you want. And Sri Ram says, please take me there. I want to kill Simanta Maharaj for his Vaishnava Parad. So Narada Muni says, definitely, my dear Lord, you have given an instruction to me. I will take you there. So he took Simanta Maharaj to Gandha Madana Mountains for protection. Now he's asking Sri Ram to again come there. Very difficult to understand, Narada Muni. So he takes Sri Ram there. And when Sri Ram sees Simanta Maharaj, he becomes so angry that Sri Ram picks up his arrow. He picks up his Brahma Astra and his Pashupati Astra. Brahma Astra is that Astra which Brahmaji uses. And Pashupati Astra is that Astra that Lord Shiva uses. Very powerful. And Ram picks up both those arrows. Even one arrow is enough to kill Simanta Maharaj. What you speak of arrow? Rama Rosha Pavaka Sojarahi. Even his vision is good enough. But Ram, you can imagine, was so angry that he picks up these two arrows and tries to aim at Simanta Maharaj. When he aims at Simanta Maharaj, Hanuman comes ahead. Hanuman comes ahead and Simanta Maharaj is hiding behind Hanuman. And Hanuman says, my dear Lord, if you desire to kill Simanta Maharaj, first you have to kill me. If you kill me, then you can kill Simanta Maharaj. Without killing me, there is no way you can touch him. And Sri Ram says, Hanuman, you get to the side. You are not there in picture. You get to the side. He has done a Vaishnava aparad for which he has to pay. Hanuman says, my dear Lord, I don't know anything. If you want to kill Simanta Maharaj, first you have to kill me. So Sri Ram is so much in anger that he shoots the arrow. Both the arrows he shoots. And what is Hanuman doing at that time? Not just Hanuman, but Hanuman and Simanta Maharaj, both at that time are chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. They're chanting the names of Prabhu Sri Ram. And when these two arrows come, they come near Hanuman and they fall at the feet of Hanuman. Why? Because these two arrows are personalities. They are not normal arrows. They are not like the bow and arrow, 5-10 rupees arrow that we get on the streets. It is not like those arrows. These are personalities. So when these arrows, when they see that Hanuman and Simanta Maharaj both are chanting the names of Sri Ram, they fall at the feet. And they fall, not just fall at the feet, but they again come back to Sri Ram and go back to his quiver. When Ram sees this, he says, what is this? Never has it happened like this. I have always shot arrow and I have 100% track record. But for the first time, these arrows have come back without killing the victim. What has happened? And these arrows, they say, my dear Lord, they are chanting your name. They are taking shelter of your name. If someone is taking shelter of your name, how can we go and kill them? Your name is so glorious. How can we go and kill them? And when this discussion is going on, Narad Muni again goes back to Ayodhya. And he goes to Vishwamitra Muni and says, Vishwamitra Muni, are you searching for someone? He says, yes, I'm searching for Sri Ram. Ram is not to be seen. Oh, Narad Muni says, oh, he's there in Gandhamadana mountains. Do you want to go there? I can take you. I took Sri Ram also. If you want, I can take you there. And Vishwamitra Muni says, please take me there. I want to be with Sri Ram. So now Vishwamitra Muni is also brought to the scene. And when Vishwamitra Muni is brought to the scene, Narad Muni, he turns towards Simanta Maharaj and says, Simanta Maharaj, offer Dandavat Pranam. Prostrate yourself completely at the lotus feet of Vishwamitra Muni. So Simanta Maharaj gives complete Dandavat Pranams. And when he gives complete Dandavat Pranams, Narad Muni says, oh Vishwamitra Rishi, you wanted his head at your feet, but look at him. He is not just offering his head, he's offering his whole body. Please forgive him. Because initially, as we discussed, Vishwamitra Muni wanted the head of Simanta Maharaj. But in the form of Dandavat, Simanta Maharaj was offering his whole body, not just his head. So when Vishwamitra Muni saw this, he started smiling. And he understood that Narad Muni is expert in tricking. So he forgave Simanta Maharaj. But Sri Ram now, he looked at Narad Rishi and said, why did you do all this? They understood that the cause behind everything was Narad Rishi. So Sri Ram asked, why did you do all this? What did you get by doing all this? And at that time, Narad Muni says, my dear Lord, I wanted to show the world two things. First, your names are more powerful than you, my dear Lord. If anyone is chanting your names are so powerful that it can protect that person from you. Your Brahmastra and Pashupati Astra can also not do anything in front of your holy name. And this is exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva shakti. The Lord has invested all his shaktis in his holy name. And Hanuman and Simanta Maharaj both got protected just by chanting the names of the Supreme Lord. And Narad Muni said, my dear Lord, the second point I wanted to show the Lord is your names are more compassionate than you. You wanted to kill them, but your names are so merciful that it offered their mercy in the form of protection. These two things I wanted to show. Your names are more powerful than you, and your names are more compassionate than you. When Sri Ram hears this, Sri Ram goes and he embraces Narad Muni and goes and embraces Simanta Maharaj. And then everything is back to normal. And then the celebration of Sri Ram's return is again continued. So Narad Muni, there we find that this point is made of the glories of the principal names, the Mukhya names of the Supreme Lord. But now, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we say Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, that Rama is not Raghupati Ram. It is not Ayodhya Ram. It is not Dasharath Nandan Ram that we address. Because that is Aishwarya conception. We are Gaudiyas. We are followers of the Brajvasis. So for us, that Ram is Radhika Raman. This is one understanding. Or second, that Ram, that Ra stands for Radha and Ma stands for Madhava. So for us, Rama means Radha Madhava or Radha Nila Madhava. That is what Ram means for us, or Radhika Raman. For us, Ram doesn't mean Ayodhya Pati Ram. That is not the conception that we have while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it's very interesting that we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came down to give something that was never given before. Chirad adatam nijagupta vittam swaprema namamrit atya udara apamaram yo vidadat gaura krishna janebhyastam aham prapadye. In the Madhilila, Kaviraj Goswami describes Chirad adatam. So da basically means time. Da has two meanings. One meaning of da means to give. Like we say Yashoda. Yasha means fame and da means to give. That personality who offers fame to the all famous Krishna is Yashoda. Similarly, Narada, etc. But da also can be used in the terms of time, like yada, tada. So there da is used in the form of time. So here Kaviraj Goswami says, Chirad adatam, which means there was something that was never given for a long time. What was that? Chirad adatam nija gupta vittam. It was very dear to the Lord. It was the Lord's most confidential property that he had never given for a very long time. Swaprema, love unto himself. But who is speaking this verse? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani, which means Swaprema means the mood of Radharani's maid servants, that is the mood of the Manjaris. Swaprema. But how is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving it? Swaprema Namamrita. He is giving this mood of the maid servant of Manjaris through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now the question arises, how can the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra have the mood of the Manjaris in it? Valid question, because we have heard many interpretations of the holy name, and we find Srila Prabhupada's interpretation is the most common that we follow in ISKCON, where, oh Radha, oh Krishna, please engage me in your transcendental service. This is the interpretation that Srila Prabhupada gave. But Dhyan Chandra Goswami, who is one of our predecessor acharyas, in his book called as Gaur Govind Archan Smaran Padati, he gives a fantastic interpretation of the holy name. He says that it's a known fact that when we chant the name of Krishna, when we say Krishna, Radharani is happy. When we say Radha, Krishna is happy. Now, for the next 5 minutes, just try to give all your attention to this. This is very beautiful interpretation that Sripad Ayendra Prabhu actually narrated on the night of Sharad Purnima 2008. This comes from the commentary of Dhyan Chandra Goswami. So when we say the name of Krishna, Radha is happy. And when we say the name of Radha, Krishna is happy. Now, who are the Manjaris? They are the maid servants of Radharani. So their job is to give happiness to Radharani. So the maid servants of Radharani, they say Krishna. They outrightly take the name Krishna. Why? Because by taking the name Krishna, Radharani is happy. And their mood is to give happiness to Radharani. So they say Krishna, 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 because Radhika is happy. But Dhyanchandra Goswami says, the maidservants of Radharani, that is the Manjaris, they have also a secret affinity towards Krishna. They have a secret love towards Krishna. It is very hidden. It is Gupta. Not everyone knows. So when they say Krishna, Radharani is happy. Till here, everything okay. But because they have secret affinity towards Krishna also, they cannot say the name Radhe. Because if they say Radhe, everyone will get to know that the Manjaris have secret affinity to Krishna. So in order to keep their love hidden, they say Hare. Hare means Radhe only, but it is in a hidden form. They say Hare Krishna. Krishna, by saying Krishna, Radhika is happy. But when they say Hare, it is the same mood, but it also gives happiness to Krishna. But it is in a hidden form. So that is why they say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So this Maha Mantra is an expression of the secret love that the Manjaris have for Krishna, Dhyanchandra Goswami says. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down to give. So the next time when we hear that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra gives Manjari Bhav, how can Hare Krishna Maha Mantra give this mood of the Manjaris? Oh, Dhyanchandra Goswami answers. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the secret expression of love that the Manjaris have for Shri Krishna. And this Maha Mantra is so exalted. This Maha Mantra is so very exalted. Our predecessor Acharya gives so many interpretations. We say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Who is Hare? It is Radharani. And Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. So when we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it means Radha and Krishna are united. They are together. They are in Vrindavan performing sweet Madhurya pastimes where Lalita and Vishakha and Tungavidya and Induleka and Rangadevi and Sudevi, they are all serving Srimati Radharani and Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. They are all serving Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna are united. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But now Krishna leaves. And naturally when Krishna leaves, what does Radharani do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna is left. So she is calling out Krishna Krishna. We find this is the mode Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna hey. Radharani experienced this mode because when Krishna left, she said Krishna Krishna. So first, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They are both united. But now Krishna is leaving. There is vipralamba, there is separation. Radharani says, Krishna, Krishna. And because Krishna is also separated, what does he say? Hare, Hare. Oh, Radhe, Hare, Hare. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. So, in the first line, there is union, there is separation. Now, in the second line, they are again meeting together. Hare, Rama. So, now, this Rama cannot be Ram. It cannot be Raghupati Ram. Because if the first line is Radha and Krishna, how can the second line ever be Raghupati Ram? This is Rasabhas. So this second line we understand, this Ram is Radhika Raman Krishna or Radha Madhav. Ramana means that form of Krishna who gives happiness, who gives delight to Radhika. So Hare Ram. So again, Radha and Krishna are united. Hare Ram. Again, Radha and Krishna are united. But now that Ram, Radhika Raman, is leaving. There is separation. So what happens? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh, Radhika Raman Krishna, Ram Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing. So Radharani says, Ram Ram. And now, what does Radhika say? Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that Radhika Raman Krishna is saying, Hare Hare, Radhe Radhe. So we find in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is union, there is separation, there is union, there is separation. Matvina vipralambena sambhogam pushti mashnute. Kaviraj Goswami says, without separation, union can never be nourished. if we are separated from one person for a very long time, and after a very long time, we again meet that person, how happy we will be. We will be so happy to meet them again. But if you're always united with that person, this mood cannot be relished. So in Dwarka, Krishna is always with Rukmini and Satyabhama and etc. So that is why Krishna doesn't relish that mood very much. But in Vrindavan, there is meeting, there is separation. There is meeting, there is separation. And this gives so much happiness to Krishna's heart. And this Vipralamba Bhav is experienced in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is first two Hare Krishnas are union. Then Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, that is separation. Then Hare Ram, that is union. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that is again separation. So this union, separation is found in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this is the Madhurya conception that Kaviraj Goswami describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to give. And that is why we find here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing so much on the holy name. Shripada Aindra Prabhu would always say that in Kali, no devotional activity can ever supersede the chanting of the holy name. Holy name was, is, and will be till the end of Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma. And no devotional activity can ever supersede the Yuga Dharma. And Srila Jiva Goswami also in his works, Srila Jiva Goswami says that all the remaining limbs of bhakti, they are like supporting blocks. But the main block is the chanting of the Hare Krishna. If the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not present, irrespective of how much our other limbs of services we do, it will not yield the complete effect. Because we are not doing the Yuga Dharma. If Yuga Dharma is present and then we do all other devotional activities, then everything falls into perspective. But if Harinam Prabhu is not present and we are doing other limbs of devotional activities, it will never yield the complete benefit. And we find here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. Shakti means two understandings. First, it gives protection. Like it gave protection to Simanta Maharaj. But here Shakti also means Antaranga Shakti. Swarup Shakti. It can invoke the modes of Madhurya Ras. That is Vipralamba and Sambhoga. And as Dhyanchandra Goswami mentions, it can also invoke the mood of the Manjaris, the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. So we should never underestimate this Hare Krishna Mahamantra that Sri Guru gives us during the time of initiation. This is the best gift that our Sri Guru can give us during the time of our Diksha. And the best part is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this chanting of the holy name, has no rules and regulation. Uthite, uthite, shuite, yatha, tatha, naam, le, desha, kalam, niyam, nai, sarva, siddhi, hoy. This Harinam should be chanted while getting up, while walking, while talking, while sleeping, while driving car, while laptop, while writing homework, while writing assignments. Whether you are a youth, whether you are an adult, whether you are old age, male, female, Indian, American, in India, in US, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, whatever ashram you are in, Harinam Prabhu should always be chanted. Uthite, shuite, yatha tata naam lai. Desha kalam niyam nahi. There is no niyam. There are no rules. There is no rule of any country that only in US you can chant. You can't chant in India. You can chant only inside the house. You can chant in the washroom. There are no rules and regulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he has given this holy name without rules and regulation. And anyone who accepts this Harinam Prabhu, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, he becomes completely perfect. And we find the best example are the Braja Gopis. Braja Gopis are always chanting the holy name. When the Braja Gopis are at home, when they are sweeping the floor, they are having a broom in their hand, they are sweeping the floor. But what are they chanting? Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti. They are cooking. They are making chapatis. They are making dal. They are making rice. But what are they chanting? Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti. They are putting their children to sleep in the cradle or in the swing. They are moving the swing. But what are they saying? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. The Brajagopis, they meet at different houses after their household work is done. But what are they discussing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. They are massaging their husbands. They're massaging the feet. They're massaging the hand. But what are they saying? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. They are massaging their husbands, but they are taking the name of Krishna. That is the level of absorption of the Brajagopis. Whatever they are doing in the morning time, they are feeding their children. But what are they saying? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. This is the best example. The Brajagopis are teaching by example. Whatever you're doing, always the tongue should always be vibrating. With the beads, we may chant 16. But as Prabhupada said, 16 minimum rounds. So throughout the day, our tongue should always be vibrating like that of the Brajagopis. And not just the Brajagopis, even Maya Yashoda. We find this in the start of the Damodar Leela. Ekada Griha Dasishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantara Niyuktasu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadi Yani Yani Iha Gitani Tadbala Charitani Cha. Maya Yashoda, when she was churning the butter. But what was she saying? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. He Krishna He Yadhava He Sakheti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Maya Yashoda, when she's churning, her tongue is vibrating. So the Brajagopis are always chanting. Maya Yashoda is always chanting. The friends are always chanting. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna this, Krishna that. Krishna this, Krishna that. Even though they're accusing Krishna, but still they're constantly saying Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is the mood of the Brajavasis. They're always chanting. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is emphasizing in the Shikshashtakam prayers. Without Harinam Prabhu, this mood of the Brajavasis can never be invoked. If Harinam is not present, if you are not chanting, whoever we are, whatever ashram we are in, if Nam is not chanted, it can never invoke this mood of the Brajavasis, like the Sakhas, like Vatsalya, and like that of the Brajagopis. And finally, we see that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as we mentioned, has no rules and regulations. It can be chanted by anyone at any time. And we find in Mahaprabhu's Leela, once when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to a restroom. And he was going to restroom. So Mahaprabhu, he held on to his tongue. Because his tongue was constantly vibrating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Mahaprabhu, he held on to his tongue. So at that time, a five-year-old child was there by the name Gopal. So the five-year-old son, he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "What are you doing? Why are you holding on to your tongue?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, this is restroom. This is muchi. This is not clean. So how can I chant the names of the Supreme Lord in a place where it is not clean?" So at that time, Gopal, he said, "Acha, this place is not clean. That's why you're not chanting. What at the time of departure?" At the time of departure, Kulashekar Alwar, he says, "Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adhyaiva Me Vishato Manasa Rajahamsa Prana Prayana Samai Kafavata Pittai Kantha Varo Dhanavido Smaranam Kutaste." At the time of departure, the throat is choked with mucus, bile and air. People pass stool, people pass urine in the bed. So that is also a contaminated place. So Gopal, he tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that if you think the restroom is contaminated and you're not chanting, what at the time of departure? Will you say that I will not chant the holy name because the place is not clean? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Fair enough, this is a valid point." Even though he's five, he's speaking some he's speaking some philosophy and his points make sense. And Gopal, he convinced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, my dear Lord, these holy names can be chanted everywhere. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it. But just to set an example, Mahaprabhu orchestrated this pastime. And later, because this boy Gopal, he gave instructions to Mahaprabhu. He was called as Gopal Guru. And later, he goes on to take Diksha from Vakreshwar Pandit, one of the transcendental dancers in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. He goes on to take Diksha from Vakreshwar Pandit and becomes Gopal Guru Goswami. Guru, because he had given instructions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this holy name can be chanted anywhere and everywhere at all times, including the restroom. So in this way, we find Mahaprabhu, he gives this benediction of Harinam Prabhu, that anyone at all times, at all circumstances, at all places can chant this holy name. And the more we chant this holy name, the more the moods of the Brajabasis can be invoked. Having said this, I stop here. Shri Shikshashtakam Prayers Ki Jai, Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai, Patita Pavan, Savior of the whole world, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samasta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. What a fabulous class on the importance of Harinam. The wonderful examples. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. All my doubts are clarified. But only one thing, Prabhuji. When you are explaining the unalloyed devotion of gopis towards the Harinam, whatever they are doing, they are chanting. But in this presentation, when we are, surrounded by so much of mass media, electronic media, so whatever, we are not having that kind of pure consciousness. Whatever, so for name's sake, we will chant for some hours, as per instructions you have taken from Guru. And in the rest of the day, mostly I will be deviated. I cannot keep my consciousness as the gopis of Raja, whatever they are doing. So in this age, how to stick to this consciousness, Prabhu? So from the after especially my routine is done, so I will be completely in this material world. So barely I remember the God. So in this age, how practically we can remember, Prabhu? Can you give some tips on this, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please, first of all, devotees, kindly forgive me. I'm just under the weather. So that's the reason I was coughing in between. So kindly just forgive me for that. Coming to your question, Mataji. First thing, we don't imitate the exalted Vaishnavas, like the Braja Gopis, or even Srila Prabhupada or Sri Guru. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyayana Bhujai. We don't copy them. Like, for example, pure devotees, they take on various levels of austerities, and not every austerity we are qualified to take. Like, because we were discussing so much, we discussed points from Sripada Ayendra Prabhu's life. Ayendra Prabhu, during this 4 months of Chaturmas that is going on, would be so austere that he would just eat once during the day, and that also he would eat at night 2 o'clock. So there are some things which we cannot copy. We are not qualified to copy. But when the Brajagopis, who are the most exalted, when they are chanting the names of Krishna, for them it is coming naturally. But for all of us, at least speaking for myself, the 16 rounds, whatever minimum that we chant, we chant it because we have given an oath, we have committed to our Sri Guru. And remaining time of the day, we may be engaged in different activities, but still, we should always try to chant. Even if our absorption is not there, doesn't matter. That's completely okay. Because in the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find in the pastime of Ajamil, it says, Sanketyam Pari Hasyam Va Sthobam Helenameva Va Vaikunta Nama Grahanam Ashesha Agam Haram Vidu. Sanketyam, to indicate. We say, oh, look, there's a Hare Krishna temple. So we get the benefit. We are not chanting the holy name, but we are just pointing. We say, oh, look, the Hare Krishnas are going. Traditionally, ISKCON was also always called as the Hare Krishnas. So they say, oh, look, the Hare Krishnas are going. So they are not chanting the holy name, but they still get the benefit. Parihasyam, to make fun. Oh, look, Hare Krishna, they're always chanting. always in the streets, always wearing dhoti kurta, wearing some paint on their forehead. So they're mocking, but they still get the benefit. They are not intending to chant. They're making fun, but they will still get. The Lord's name is so powerful, whether intentionally or not intentionally. They will still yield the complete fruit. So sanketem parihasimva sthobam helena mevava, whether it is with devotion, whether it is to mock someone, or whether it is to indicate vaikunta nama grahanam ashesha agham haram vidu. We may have committed millions and millions, millions upon billions and trillions and quadrillions and zillions of offenses in many lifetimes together, but this nam is so powerful that when we are chanting, millions of offenses are getting washed off. We may not realize, but we are getting cleansed. Even though we are not absorbed, doesn't matter. Because Bhagavatam says, when Ajamil was calling out to his son, Ajamil was not chanting the holy name. He was not having a bead bag and closing his eyes and saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That was not the mood. He was calling out to his son. So there was no absorption. He was just saying, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. But the Vishnu Duta still came and he was still given protection, which means whether there is absorption or no absorption, Naam will take effect. Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj would give this example. He would say, there is fire. Whether fire burns your hand. Now, a 25-year-old adult will know the fire burns, but a 5-year-old child will not know fire burns. But the fire doesn't distinguish whether a 5-year-old son, 5-year-old child sticks his finger inside, or whether a 25-year-old sticks his finger inside, the fire is still going to burn. Similarly, Harinam Prabhu is like that fire. You chant it intentionally, you chant it non-intentionally, with absorption, without absorption, doesn't matter. Harinam eventually will take effect. But if we can try to keep absorption, then the process becomes faster. If we can try to devote time to chant more than 16, because Prabhupada always said 16 is minimum. In so many of his lectures, Prabhupada would hammer this point, and so many letters also, Prabhupada would make this point that 16 rounds is minimum rounds. So trying to chant little more than 16, and in the remaining time, if we are working in the laptop, writing emails, whatever spare time we have, while cooking, while sweeping, while preparing prasadam, bhoga, whatever we are doing, our tongue can be vibrating. We can have a counter in our hand and keep counting. Even if we don't have counter, we can keep chanting. The Brajagopis do not have bead bags. Maya Yashoda doesn't have a bead bag, but they're still Paramhamsa. So with the bead bag, without the bead bag, that is secondary. Chanting the holy name is more important. And those who can chant 24 hours become the recipient of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So whatever we are doing, we can always be chanting with absorption or without absorption. Harinam Prabhu will still give complete effect. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I'm not to imitate, or I'm no way imitation of gopis of Vrindavan Prabhu. But I think sometimes their mood is pure because of they doesn't have any kind of electronic media or mass media to distract them. Thank you so much, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, do you have some time to take questions, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. So, Hare Krishna.
It's interesting that when we talk about a knife is not good or bad. A knife, if it is in the hand of a serial killer, it takes life. But that same knife in the hand of a surgeon can protect life. Similarly, social media is not good or bad. If it can be used to advance in bhakti, like attending classes of various speakers around the world, then that same social media can help us in advancement. So just like knife is not good and bad, it depends on how you use it. Similarly, social media, based on how we use it, can either help us in advancement or make us fall down on this path of Krishna Bhakti.
Yes, exactly, Prabhu. Exactly. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhu. Okay, Prabhu, so our first question is from Nilohit Kanwar Mataji. Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Sorry, Prabhuji.
No, it's okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhu, while chanting, I usually carried away, like I got the consciousness of Ayodhya Pati Sri Ram And you tell me that we should think that that Sri Ram is our Krishna. So how to like practically carry it away? Because when we chant the name of Krishna, there is like the consciousness of the mind is different. And when we chant the name of Ram, the like it's like the mismatch. So how to like tell the mind that okay, these they are the same one and the same thing.
Hare Krishna. Of course, it is never an overnight affair to transition, because if we have a particular mindset, it definitely takes time. But whenever we are chanting, we can at least try to tell our mind that this is what it means. Initially, it will be a struggle. It's okay. Going to be difficult initially. But over yes. a period of time, once we understand what the philosophy is, because Gaudiya, we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and we are not technically Ram worshippers. Even though we have in ISKCON, we have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, but yes. Gaudiya means worshippers of Radha and Krishna. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to give. Mahaprabhu, throughout his life, is not worshipping Maryada Purushottam Ramchandra. Nothing against Sri Ram, but this Sampradaya of Gaudiya, so basically Gauri means Param Gauri means Radharani. But in Bengal, the ra becomes ra, so it becomes Gaudiya. So Gauri means Radharani. So Gaudiya means we are worshippers of Radharani. So this is our Sampradaya. So initially, of course, our mind will always tell us that this is Ayodhyapati Ram. But slowly, we can try to dovetail our mind. There's actually a very beautiful book. We have The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj. And this has some very beautiful mind control techniques, different pastimes, different interpretations of holy name. Naam Aparad, Naam Abha, Shuddha Naam. It has so many things about the holy name that our appreciation for what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given will just deepen. So my two cents of humble suggestion would be, if we do not have this book, I am not promoting, but this is a very wonderful book. We can, I think, get it on Amazon or Ras Bihari in Vrindavan. Very beautiful book to increase our appreciation and absorption for Harinam Prabhu. So I'm pretty sure that if you go through this book, our conception of Ayodhyapati Ram will transition to Radhika Raman Krishna. And not just Radhika Raman Krishna. Now, for example, if someone is in Sakhyaras, will not see that Ram as Radhika Raman Krishna, because Radhika Raman Krishna means Madhurya. Someone is in Sakhya Bhav will not see that Ram as Radhika Raman. So someone who's in Sakhya will see that Ram as Balaram. So in the first line, we have Hare Krishna. So Krishna means Vrindavan Krishna, but Hare means the energy. And Balaram Prabhu is the energy of Krishna. So the first line becomes Balaram Krishna, Balaram Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Balaram Balaram. And the second line becomes Hare Ram. So Ram is here, Balaram. So we'll become Balaram, 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 Balaram. So depending on our, based on our ras, we can see the same word, same name in different moods. That Ram can also be Nityananda Ram. That Ram can also be Balaram. That Ram can also be Radhika Raman Krishna. And in the most basic sense, that Ram is Raghupati Ram, Ayodhya Ram. But that is not our Gaudi understanding, because that is Aishwarya conception. And we follow Madhurya conception as stated by our Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharya. So we slowly try to transition. I hope and pray that this book will be helpful, but it is never an overnight affair. We force our mind and we start hearing more about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. How Krishna would be around in Vrindavan, would eat dirt, he would steal butter, he killed Putana, especially Krishna's killing of the demons. Our predecessor Acharyas, they always say that these demons, each demon who is there, they denote a particular aspect. For like Pralambasur denotes lust. Putana denotes hypocrisy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given this. So when we hear these pastimes of the Supreme Lord, that is Krishna and Vrindavan, these anarthas that are there in our hearts start getting destroyed. And likewise, when we are chanting, we can start absorbing our mind in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
Oh, okay.
So So then when our mind is slowly more absorbed in Krishna and Vrindavan, naturally that Ram will transition to Radhika Raman or Radha Madhav and not Raghupati Ram.
Got it, Prabhu. And Prabhu, can you tell me more about I forgot the name of the book that you just explained.
The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, living at Radhakund.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for telling me.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Parima Mataji, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. What an amazing, amazing class. And so much of new information is divulged to me. So please accept my humble obeisances. And Prabhuji, I have this question. Some people chant, that's what they say, that the original mantra was Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And some people chant it in the mood of Lord Ram. And they say if you chant Hare Ram first, it gives you liberation. And if you chant Hare Krishna first, it gives you Krishna Prem and then liberation. So I don't know if these interpretations and this understanding is correct. If you can throw some light on it, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. So the first point that it was earlier Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is actually not exactly true, because if you see the Kali Shantarana Upanishad, it says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasha Nashanam Nata Paratara Upaya Sarva Vedesh Udrishyate. So the Kali Shantarana Upanishad clearly says it as Hare Krishna first and not Hare Ram. So in the Shastras, in the Upanishads also, there is no real mention of it being Hare Ram earlier. It was always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the second point of Ram Naam giving Mukti, that is true. Ram Naam is Mukti Pradayak Naam. But Krishna Naam is Prem Pradayak Naam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing all of us the point that in Kali, first Prem is given in the heart. Like if we see the Hare Krishna Mantra, it is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So Krishna Naam is Prem Pradayak and the second line Ram is Mukti Pradayak. So Mahaprabhu is teaching that liberation is not a prerequisite for Prema. First Prema will rise in the heart and liberation is just a byproduct. It's an insignificant byproduct. And we see the same parallels in the discussion of Haridas Thakur in the house of Govardhan Mazumdar with what is his name? I forgot his name. The person who came to challenge Haridas Thakur. Anyway, so he came to challenge Haridas Thakur and he was a big exponent of Harinam.
Gopala Chakravarti?
Correct. Thank you, Madhe. Gopal Chakravarti. Correct. I was thinking Gopal Chappal. Yes, Gopal Chakravarti. Yes, so Gopal Chakravarti, he came and he challenged Haridas Thakur. And he said, when Haridas Thakur said that, oh, liberation is just an insignificant byproduct. First you get Prema. He was very offended. He said that, how can you say like this? He said that first Naam, the best thing Naam can offer is liberation. It can offer is Mukti. And Haridas Thakur said, no, this is not true. And Gopal Chakravarti became so angry. He said that if whatever you're saying is true, then let my nose melt. And Haridas Thakur was no exception. He said, if whatever you're saying is true, let my nose melt. And interestingly, we find after 3 days, Gopal Chakravarti, his nose started melting, his hands and legs completely started melting in the form of leprosy. To prove the point that what Haridas Thakur was saying is true, liberation is an insignificant byproduct. In Kali, the first thing that the heart gets is Prema. And when Prema comes, liberation automatically is guaranteed. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he gives the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, first is Krishna Naam, which is Prem Pradayak. And naturally, when you get Prema, Ram Naam is Mukti Pradayak. You will automatically get liberation. So that is why Ram Naam is kept second and Prema is emphasized more. Hare Krishna,
Prabhu. So Prabhuji, some people, if they chant with the mood of Ram, then some people who are Ram devotees, Can they chant in the mood of Lord Ram?
Of course, we can chant it in the mood of Ram, because originally if you say Sri Ram is Raghupati Ram. But Gaudiya understanding
is Radhika Ramana.
Now, if we go to Ramanandi Sampradaya, if we go to Ramanandi Sampradaya and tell them Radhika Raman, they will not accept it. Because for them, Ram is Ishta. Ram is the worshipable Lord. But our Ishta is not Sri Ram, but it is Radha Krishna. So we see based on our vision, based on the binoculars that we are wearing. If we are wearing glasses that are red in color, we see everything red. If we are wearing glasses blue in color, we see everything blue. They are wearing glasses of Sri Ram, so they see everything in connection with Ram. We are wearing glasses in connection with Radha and Krishna, so naturally we see everything in connection with Radha and Krishna. Even the Ram that we see it as Radhika Raman, but they will see it as Raghupati Ram. Both are correct, but it's the perception that is different. We both are in different paths. Their path is Ram, but our path is Radha and Krishna of Golok.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prabhuji. Dandvat pranams to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, we have next question from Kirtida Mataji. And after that, we have some questions on chat to Prabhuji. Mataji, Kirtida Mataji, please, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada. All glories to you, Prabhu. What a wonderful, fantastic, fabulous class. And the way you connected the whole pastime with Nam Nam Akari Bahuda was excellent, Prabhu. So thank you so much. I just have one thing. Yes, you clarified that even if somebody has this conception of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and taking Rama as the name of Lord Ram, I don't think so, like there is any harm. Like slowly transition can be possible, but if somebody is really attracted to Lord Ram, then why the transition is needed? You know, like for Hanuman, even if he chants Hare Rama, he can never transition to Radhika Raman, right? Because he is so much dedicated to Ram. So in one sense, what I feel is okay. I hope it's fine, Prabhu. What do you say?
So there are different ways of understanding this. If in our conditioned state, our state is such that we like everyone. We like Krishna, we like Ram, we like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And pre-ISKCON, we like Durga, we like, if you are from South, we like Ayyappa. So in conditioned state, you kind of like everyone. But it is said, I don't remember the exact reference for this, but I had heard this in one of the classes of one of the disciples of Prabhupada, and I'm pretty sure that it comes from one of the scriptures that it says that after doing Vishnu Puja for 100 lifetimes, that's when you get Radha and Krishna in your life. So only if you worship Vishnu for 100 lifetimes in your past, that's when you have got Radha and Krishna. So it's not an accident that all of us have come to ISKCON as worshippers of Radha and Krishna. It is not just chance. Externally, it may look that, okay, I came to the US, I met the devotees in US, or I was in India, I met the devotees here. But all of this is orchestrated by the Supreme Lord because we eternally belong to Radha and Krishna. If we do not belong eternally to Radha and Krishna, we would probably not, first of all, get attracted to Radha and Krishna. We would have not come to ISKCON. We are getting attracted to ISKCON. We are getting attracted to the books of Prabhupada. We are getting attracted to Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is completely Radharani's explosion of bhav, because we have some connection with Radha and Krishna. So that is one understanding. But of course, as we already mentioned, that transitioning is it definitely takes time. It's never an overnight affair. But the understanding is, in our conditioned state, we don't know where we actually belong. So because we are in ISKCON, we try to take the essence that Srila Prabhupada is giving, that is Radha Krishna worship. And there are examples. There are many sadhus I know in who are there in Radhakund, who chant more than 3 lakh names from our Gaudiya Sampradaya, who after self-realization have come to this conclusion that they actually do not belong to Krishna and Vrindavan. There is one very exalted sadhu in Vrindavan. And I was fortunate enough to meet him. And he is so exalted that he has been chanting 3 lakh for more than 5 decades. So much so that if you see his hands, His hands have symbols of Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. I am not exaggerating. I have personally seen his hands. My mother and I, we had gone to meet that sadhu in Radhakund, and he has chanted so much Harinam that he has symbols in his hand. But he eternally doesn't belong to Krishna and Vrindavan. He is a two-year-old grandson of Krishna in Dwaraka. He sits on the lap of Krishna, Dwarakadish, and plays around. So he calls Krishna as Baba, means grandfather. So it is possible that many, after chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, will eventually land up not with Radha and Krishna. But the chances are very less. I interrupt Prabhu, there is one class, I can share the reference after this, where Ayindra Prabhu says that 99% of those who are in ISKCON will wind up in Radha and Krishna's camp, which clearly means that we eternally belong to Radha and Krishna. That's why in the first place we are getting attracted. So that should be the first goal that we have. So in the initial phase, we can take it at face value that Ram Naam is Ayodhyapati Ram. But when we advance, we find that all our predecessor acharyas in the Sampradaya, they take Ram Naam as Radhika Raman Krishna, which means teaching by example, yad yad acharite shreshta, teaching by example that Ram Naam should be taken as Radhika Raman. So we try, our aim should always be Radha Raman Krishna. But eventually, if we land up in Sri Ram's pastimes, that is completely okay. Like as you mentioned about Hanuman, there is example of Rupa Goswami's brother, Anupam, who was a Ram Bhakta. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did make an endeavor to preach to him, to chant about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So likewise, we at least endeavor ourselves to have this conception of Ram Naam being Radhika Raman. But even after, in some lifetime, if we understand who we are in connection with Krishna, and if we understand that we are not with Radha and Krishna, but with Sri Ram, that is completely okay. But in Gaudiya Sampradaya, the fundamental teaching is to take Ram Naam as Radha Raman Krishna or Radha Madhav. Does that make sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much. And one little thing also I have regarding the Gopal Guru pastime that you shared. I heard that, I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, but I have this thing that he was not Mahaprabhu, but a Brahmana who was answering the nature call and Mahaprabhu was the witness. I don't know whether how far this is true.
So part of chanting Hare Krishna by Mahanidhi Maharaj, Mahanidhi Maharaj says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because I read this, I think yesterday or day before, and Mahanidhi Maharaj says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wanting to visit the restroom when he met Gopal, who later...
Yeah, because I also clarified this with Adigadatha Prabhu, you know, a few months back, and he gave me, I don't remember exactly, but he gave me the reference that it was a Brahmana and Mahaprabhu was a witness of the conversation.
But, right. So we find that various pastimes have versions.
Yeah.
Even the ones that we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there will be subtle variations in Chaitanya Bhagavad, but we take the essence that so we just take the essence, but I pretty much remember here Mahanidhi Maharaj saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was but subtle variations can definitely be there.
Sure Yeah, Prabhu, the best thing is that we have to take the essence.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. Yes, Supriya Mataji, you can take over.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. And thank you so much, Prabhu. So we will take one question from chat, Prabhu. So Vanishri Mataji is asking, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhu, Harinam Prabhu is Haridas Thakur? Her question is that, Prabhu.
Technically, no. But Haridas Thakur is walking, talking, breathing, all the time chanting the holy name. He is not Harinam, because Harinam is Krishna himself, not different from Krishna. What is that verse? So in the Padma Puran, it says that Nam and Nami are not different. They're one and the same. So Harinam and Krishna are one and the same. Harinam and
Nama Krishna Chintamani.
Chaitanya Rasavigraha Purna Shuddho Nityamukto Abhinnatvam Nama Namina. Thank you, Mataji. So Nam and Nami, that is Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not different from the holy name. But Haridas Thakur is the Nam Acharya. who chanted holy name throughout his life constantly, practically 24 hours of his day. Haridas Thakur was so exalted that he would chant 192 rounds. Now, the reason he would chant 192 rounds is throughout the day, he would be weeping and crying so much. Actually, he could have chanted more. Because in Vrindavan, we have many exalted sadhus who chant more than 200 rounds a day. There are so many cases like that. We have Vinod Bihari Baba from Pili Pokar Barsana chanting more than 3 lakh every day. And so many other examples that way. But Haridas Thakur, it is said, would chant only 192. Only 192 because he would be crying all day long. Because he would be crying so much, he could not chant more. And we find during his final pastimes also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what is your disease? Haridas Thakur says, I am not able to finish my count of holy name. So Haridas Thakur is someone who literally was breathing the holy name constantly. So to answer that question in one line, Haridas Thakur is not Harinam, but he is the greatest exponent of Harinam Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Okay, very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. So moving on to next question from Divya Shri Chakrabarti. Her question is chanting Hare Krishna mentally as beneficial as chanting it loud? Because sometimes it's not always possible to chant out loud when we are outside.
So there are three types of chanting. Hari Bhakti Vilas describes there are three types of chanting. First is Vachik. Vachik means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is called as Vachik, where it is loud. Second is called as Upamshu. Upamshu means it is only audible for you. Like, this is called as Upamshu. And the third is called as Mansik. Mansik means it is in the mind. You just close your eyes. Tongue is not moving, but inside Harinam is going on. So Haridas Thakur, when he would chant 192, he would chant 64 Upamshu, 64 Vachik, and 64 Manasik. That was his breakdown. But in Kali, Prabhupada never encouraged us. He never encouraged us to chant Mansik. There is not even one reference where Prabhupada says that you can chant in mind. Even if we are outside, we don't chant it in mind, because Prabhupada and our predecessor Acharyas, even though that's a bona fide way, we are not qualified to chant in mind like the way Haridas Thakur did. So for us, the first two means, that is Vachik and Upamshu, these two are encouraged. And Hari Bhakti Vilas says that Vachik, Upamshu, Manasik. Vachik is great, but Upamshu is 100 times more beneficial than Vachik, Upamshu, Manasik. Upamshu is 100 times more beneficial than Vachik, and Manasik is 100 times more beneficial than Upamshu. But Manasik is never encouraged. So that is completely ruled out. So we are left with only these two, Vachik and Upamshu. Now, if you are there outside, definitely we cannot chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But we can definitely chant. Because Shripad Anindrapu would make this point that Harinam is a one-on-one service. Nam Sankirtan is like the Rasa dance, as we discussed, where everyone gets involved. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, it is audible to more than just ourselves. But Upamshu, where we chant softly, this is such type of chanting where it is audible to us. Prabhupada said it should be audible, so it is audible for us. At the same time, we don't lose much energy. The energy that we give for 16 rounds with Vachik, with that same energy, we can chant 32 rounds with Upamshu. And secondly, and thirdly, if you are outside also with family, neighbors or whatever, we can chant softly so that we are not, we are not mocked. At the same time, our naam is going on. We can keep it soft. But at home, if we want, we can keep it loud. But outside, we can keep it soft. But Mansik is completely ruled out. That is not there in the picture. For us, it is Vachik or Upamshu. But if you're outside, we can chant Upamshu. That is audible. That is energy. And we can also chant more with that.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
So next question we have from Parima Mataji. Parima Mataji is asking, is Harinam is respectfully addressed as Harinam Prabhu?
Yeah, just before, if you can mute mics, so that'll be helpful. So Harinam is called as Harinam Prabhu. So is the question that why is Harinam called as Harinam Prabhu? Is that the question?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, so as we discussed, Harinam is Krishna and Krishna is Purusha, is the only male. And we find for males, we address them as Prabhu. For female, we address them as mother, as Mataji. But for male, we address them as Prabhu. And Krishna is the only male, he's the only Purusha. And Nam is not different from Nami. So that is why we address it as Harinam Prabhu.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. So we have a raised hand from Gail Mataji. Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Maybe this can be the last question because it's already 10 here, Pacific. So.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, there were a couple things. One is I want to just confirm my understanding of the Manjari's secret way of I guess, trying to please Krishna. So when they would say Hari, they knew that Krishna would be pleased by hearing the name of Radharani. And so is that the, like, their secret way of trying to please Krishna? And why the secrecy again?
So basically, what Dhyanchandra Goswami says and what I heard from Shripad Ayendra Prabhu, the understanding is the Manjaris are exclusive maid servants of Srimati Radharani. If you can just turn on the remaining mics, I think that'll be helpful. So the Manjaris are exclusive servants of Srimati Radharani. And because they're exclusive maid servants of Radharani, it is a known fact that for them, Radharani is everything. But Dhyanchandra Goswami is making this point. It is a less known fact that they have a secret affinity towards Krishna. And they want to keep that as a secret, like camphor. They want to keep that as secret. They don't want it to be public. So they want to keep their secret love, little affinity that they have for Krishna as a secret. So when they say Radhe, Krishna is, when they say Krishna, Radharani is happy. But now they want to express their secret affinity towards Krishna. But if they say Radhe, everyone will get to know. So to keep that love hidden, they say the same word in a different meaning, that is Hare. So Hare also means Radharani, but the love is just concealed. It's under wraps, like camphor. So their mood, they want to keep it as hidden. They don't want to keep it as public. When it comes to the Braja Gopis are called as Samasneha. They have equal love for Radha and Krishna, like Lalita and Vishakha. Equal love for Radha and Krishna. But the Manjaris, it is known that they have exclusive love for Radharani, but less known fact that they have some secret affinity towards Krishna also. And they want to keep that hidden. In order to keep that hidden, if they say Radhe, everyone will get to know that they have love for Krishna. So on purpose, they keep it hidden under wraps by saying Hare, which also means Radharani. Does that help?
Oh, okay. So I think that's why I was confused. So it was they're, in either case, whether they say Hare or Radhe, they are saying a name of Radharani that pleases Krishna.
Correct.
And so it's like either way, I mean, if both names are pleasing to Krishna, then how is that concealing their affinity for?
So Krishna already knows. Krishna already knows that the Manjari is a secret affinity, but not everyone else in Brajmandal know this fact. So Hare is another name of Radharani. So if they say Radhe, which is the most prominent name of Radharani in Braj, it becomes outright that the Manjaris have something for Krishna. But on purpose, they use a different name, a less known name of Srimati Radharani, but which has the same meaning. So Krishna already knows, but they keep it under wraps, they keep it concealed from the other residents of Braj.
So the other residents of Braj, when they hear the name Hare, the other residents of Braj are thinking that the Mantris are referring to...
So Hare is also considered as the energy. Hare has different... Hare can also be seen as Hari. So if someone is in Sakya Ras, he will see that Hare as Hari. If it is Maya Yashoda, she will see that Hare as Hari. But the Manjari see that Hare as Radhe. It depends on which rasa you are in Braj. Not everyone in Braj have the same outlook. Depending on the rasa you are in, you will see the same word in different meanings.
Oh.
This is why in ISKCON, we don't say Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. We say in Nimbarkis, they say Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. We don't chant that. Why? Because that is not an expression of Manjari Bhav. We are chanting Hare Krishna because that's a secret expression that the Manjaris have for Krishna. And this mood is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down to give. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra helps us get that mood because it is a secret expression that they have for Shri Krishna. That is why we don't chant Radhe Krishna, because that is not the mood of the Manjaris. The mood of the Manjaris is Hare Krishna. That is why in ISKCON we are encouraged to chant Hare Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never chanted Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Even though externally both are same, definitely, but mood-wise both are different. Does that help?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to sit with it, but I think if I re-listen, it will become clearer.
So these topics are very confidential and very deep. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila is that section where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this waves of emotion. So the reason I mentioned is because we are touching that section of Mahaprabhu's life. So that's the reason we discuss that. But otherwise in our discussions, we never touch these aspects. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that section of Antilila, we surfacially touched it. So even if it went over the head or we do not get the complete gist of it, that is completely fine. But I made a point because we were discussing Shikshashtakam, that is in connection with Harinam, and this is experienced by Radharani, who has Manjari maid servants around her. So even if you did not get the complete gist of it, that is completely okay.
Well, it doesn't feel okay, but thank you for the encouragement.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And by the way, extremely, extremely fascinating class. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So I think it is time to end our class, Prabhu. But we have one more question, Prabhu, but okay, so we will end the class. Once again, thank you so much, Prabhu, for giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening on the importance of our Harinam. So with this, I would like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha kalpata rupyascha krupa sindhu vyaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai, Nama Chari Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, His Grace Arjun Sakha Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you so much for joining in, closing the call.